You're awake. Welcome back to the land of living, my sweet. It's okay. You're completely safe here. I found you unconscious in the woods while I was out foraging. It seems you took quite the tumble. Oh, don't worry. I already checked you over thoroughly. No broken bones, no torn muscles, just a few scratches and bruises. Nothing to be concerned about. Although you'll probably be feeling a little sore for a few days. But feel free to relax in the cart. I don't mind pulling you along. My village isn't very far, and you'll be able to rest more there. Oh, also, there's some fresh fruits I foraged in there with you. Help yourself if you're feeling peckish. It will help you rest and recover if you're well fed. No problem. Though I have to ask, what is a human like you doing all the way out here? You've wandered pretty far from human territory. Were you exploring? Did you get lost, maybe? Running away? Oh dear, from what? Did you get ambushed by one of the feral cats of the woods? Perhaps a giant raven took a swoop at you. Running away from your life? I don't quite follow. What do you mean? Oh, I see. The stress and worry of your job, your home life, it all drove you to pack a bag and leave it all behind? Well, I suppose I can see the appeal. Running towards freedom, running beyond the rules and restrictions of society. But the great wilderness is not something to be trifled with, especially not alone. It's okay. Just be glad I found you before one of the many beasts and dangers of these woods did. And now, you will no longer be alone. Well, now you have me, of course. And subsequently, you shall also have the protection of my entire tribe. Isn't that great? Why, yes. You'll have our protection while you rest and recover inside our village. And then you shall continue to have our protection for the rest of your life. You know, since you'll be living with us from now on. Well, living with me, to be more specific. Huh? Why are you confused? Oh, right, sorry. I tend to forget that most humans don't even know of the existence of Amazonians, much less our customs. But let me explain it to you. You came into our territory and I found you. As such, that means I've staked my claim and now you are to be my mate. Of course, I'm serious. Why would I make this up? That is the custom of my tribe. It's been this way for generations upon generations. Well, I suppose I never really thought of it like that. I suppose from your perspective, this may seem strange and perhaps even unfair for you. Oh well. We'll have plenty of time to discuss any and all ethical concerns you may have after our wedding. I mean, we will practically be spending every waking hour together after all. And every hour we're not awake, too. You're okay with this? Really? Oh, no reason. It's just... Well, most men aren't usually so accepting of this arrangement. I mean, I can't even keep count of the amount of human males my tribe have brought home as mates. Kicking and squealing as they're carried. It can take weeks, sometimes even a month or two before the acceptance kicks in and the male becomes more docile and content with their new life. So, why are you so content already, I wonder? I do suppose suppose that's true. You're a tad too small to exactly overpower me. And your small legs wouldn't get you away from me before I caught you. Huh. You have a keen mind. I like that in a mate. But I want to assure you that this isn't some sort of imprisonment. While the initial makings of the relationship may be a tad unconventional, we pride ourselves on being equals with our new partners in marriage. Despite being mere humans, you are accepted as being an honorary Amazonian. On top of this, you are protected, well-fed, and kept entertained throughout the day. I mean, have you ever dreamt of having a fried leg of a bird that is as big as your whole body? Because that's the kind of meal you can expect every day. Huh. A meal fit for a king. I suppose that's a fine way to put it. Yes, I like that phrase. I shall use it, I think. Oh, don't worry about your responsibilities amongst the village. We can discuss all that later. Just know there is very little expectation put onto you beyond the basics, like cleaning up after yourself and so on. Well, since us Amazonians are so much stronger and larger, we typically take care of all the construction, hunting, things like that. But the men of our village are free to try out hobbies and tasks to see what they like to do. Oftentimes a man may join his Amazonian mate during their daily tasks. You know, just assisting them or merely keeping them company. In fact, a multiple-day-long hunt is reserved as the most common and pleasant form of a honeymoon. We even make these backpacks that are designed for our mates to ride on our backs so they're not lost or left behind on accident. What's so funny? I'm being serious. We really do have man packs to carry our mates around. Why are you laughing? Well, I do not know who this Yoda or Luke are, but if these two have a romantic relationship and hunt giant creatures, then yes, I suppose this is just like that. Now what's so funny? You're a silly man, you know that? But I must say, your laugh is terribly infectious. I have a feeling you and I are going to get along just fine. I quite enjoy having a good laugh. Yes, I'm glad I found you too. Oh, look, see that up ahead? That's my village. Soon we will arrive at your new home. And then we can begin the wedding ceremony. Yes, we do not concern ourselves with wedding planning or anything like that here in Amazonia. We believe love and courtship is more of a spontaneous and instinctual type of event. You'll see. Everything will make sense shortly. Now, let's get within my village walls and I will explain everything to you.